CP2, before fighting, have intimate fellowship with the Lord, experience the cross by the power of the resurrection, and endure and fight to the end. Roman numeral 4. The type of Abigail portrays the believer who goes forth unto Jesus outside the camp, bearing his reproach. A. Too small B. When we touch the Lord in the inner chamber, in the Holy of Holies, in the secret place, we can be likened to the Shulamite. Song of Songs 6:13. Return, return, O Shulamite, that we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite, as upon the dance of two camps? Footnote. Two camps. Here the Shulamite is likened to two armies, or camps, dancing in celebrations of their victory. After he met the angel of God, Jacob divided his wives, children, and the rest of his possessions into two camps, or two armies. The spiritual significance of the two camps as two armies is that we are more than conquerors. God does not want those who are strong in themselves. He wants only the feeble ones, the weaker ones, the women and children. They can become his armies because the fighting is not in their hands but in his. Those who are counted worthy to be overcomers will be the weaker ones who depend on the Lord. B2. Like the Shulamites and Solomon, we remain in the places of ivory and fellowship with the Lord inwardly. And like Abigail, we outwardly live and work by following David to war and suffering. 4. Inwardly, we have the enjoyment of the Shulamite in the secret place, and outwardly, we have the public living of Abigail. C. When the believer in Christ comes out from within the veil, the inner chamber of fellowship, he is able to take the way of the cross and follow the suffering Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus. 20. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is his flesh. 13:13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. 6:19. We have an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, in which enters within the veil. 20. Where the forerunner, Jesus, has entered for us. Every day, we experience these two aspects. On the other hand, we are within the veil as a Shulamite, living in the Holy of Holies and enjoying the resurrected and glorified Christ. On the other hand, we are outside the camp as Abigail, living in the Word and following the Lord Jesus. We are outwardly walking on a narrow way, similar to that of Jesus the Nazarene. Nevertheless, when people trouble, persecute, oppose, and harass us, we enjoy the resurrected Christ inwardly. Philippians 3:10 says, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. As far as Christ is concerned, he first experienced suffering and then resurrection. As far as we are concerned, we touched resurrection and then experienced suffering. He died and then resurrected. But we resurrected and then die. No one can take the way of the cross by himself. Neither can he follow the footsteps of Jesus the Nazarene by himself. It is not until a person touches and contacts the resurrected Christ within, and until the resurrected Christ enters into him, that he can say, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." Applications to business person, graduate students. Before we fight with the Lord, we should enjoy the Lord in intimate fellowship with him, in the inner chamber, like the Shulamite, and come out of the camp of religious concepts. Then we can follow the Lord and go out and fight spiritual battles. God's economy is that we come to him, enjoy him, express him, and reign over all people, things, and matters in his life, and for his economy. Therefore, before serving in the church or beginning at work, one should first come to the Lord inwardly, fellowship intimately with him, be touched by his love, and be filled with him. Then we can serve and work in the Lord, with the Lord, for his testimony. Testimony. I was in an unbearable situation when I had an important 3-day meeting with headquarters executives at the U.S. headquarters that ended in chaos because I could not get my boss, the VP of headquarters, to understand what was going on. If this condition was left unchanged, it would greatly hinder the promotion of all projects. I spent enough time in fellowship with the Lord before attending the meeting, and I was very disappointed that it did not work out. However, on the way home after the meeting, I had an opportunity to speak with this VP supervisor, the third VP, individually for 7 to 8 minutes. I seized the opportunity and, being aggressive by faith, spoke with him as I felt I should explain again for the sake of the company's interests and those of many of my subordinates. I chose my words carefully, but frankly expressed my concerns. Normally, you cannot tell your concerns about your supervisor. I was prepared to leave the company in the worst case. He listened to me very closely. I was able to do my best so that I could recover my peace, trusting in the Lord, leaving the situations to him. To my surprise, the Lord used these short conversations, and a short time later, my U.S. boss was changed to another third VP. As I later found out, the regional supervisor voluntarily stepped down. This would not have been possible without the work of the Holy Spirit. And with the understanding and strong support of my new supervisor, I was able to successfully complete many projects. If I had been conservative and not spoken to the VP in an aggressive manner, there would have been no chance in supervisors. If so, they could never have effectively succeeded in many of our projects. What I have learned from this is that, one, fellowshipping well with the Lord personally before the meeting, touch his love, experience the cross through the resurrection life, and let him live within. Two, even if the meeting is not going well, apparently, endure and continue to fight to the end with the power of resurrection gained by the secret fellowship with the Lord. Matthew 24:13. But he who has endured in the end, this one shall be saved. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, before I serve in the church and before I begin my work, I first come to the Lord inwardly, fellowship intimately with the Lord, touch his love and enjoy him. Then I can go out and follow the Lord and fight the spiritual battles, listen to and follow the inner feeling, and be aggressive by faith. When I encounter suffering, I learn inwardly to enjoy this resurrected Christ, to be confirmed to his death, and to endure and fight to the end.